Welcome to another episode In Depth with Academia. I'm Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today we're exploring a paper that might have you thinking how you approach building habits, especially if you're engaged in wellness practice while just trying to change something in day-to-day life. The paper we're discussing is by R.I. Anson, and it's called Putama Ota Aura Framework Kaha Building, Orientation Responsive Practice. So, what's the big question here? At heart, this paper asks, how can we help people stick with new daily wellness practices, especially across the all-important first 18 days? Why does it matter? Well, a lot of us know from experience that starting a new, healthy habit sounds great, but translating motivation into durable change, oof, that's whole story, right? Most frameworks dump a bunch of methods on you, but not every method works for every uku. I. Anson is tackling the issue of one-size-fits-all approaches in Maori wellness and asking, is there a better, gentler way to match people the strategies that actually fit them? Remember, I'm not endorsing this paper, just presenting them for us to dig into. All right, there, Watuku I. Anson proposes. The framework Te Pautama o Te Ora TPO for short, this like complex, super Maori wellness approach. For steps 1 through 3, these are the kaha building steps, kaha meaning strength. The goal is to build habit wellness capacity gently over 18 days all at once. T's clever bit, instead of making everyone do the same 3 methods daily practice, offers diagnostic to help you the one strategy that vibes best with natural, what they call your orientation. That word, by the way, orientation. Feels less judgmental, you know, just where your energy sits, not who you are deep forever. So how did Ruku I. An sort this out? The framework is built around 3 types of orientation: starter, middler, and finisher. These aren't fixed personality types but tendencies. Let's run through them quickly. If you're a starter, you love beginnings, you're all jazz at the start, maybe lose steam in the middle. Middler, you all carrying the torch through slog steady as she goes. Isha, you light up the end, you a finish line, euphoric. Maybe it's tough to get rolling in the beginning. I mean, if think about it, of us have been all 3, depending on the project, or even like the of year. Now, here's the real different forming methods line up with each orientation. So starters, you get oaring new practices to existing routines method. You piggyback new habit onto something you already do right at the moment when your excitement is highest. For middlers, there's the 3-tier integration system, a kind of structured but approach giving you daily must-dos, regular but not D stuff, and aspirational goals. It's got a bit of rhythm, you're out expecting perfection. And finishers, you get simple daily, a visible log or checklist that scratches the itch for completion every single day. Very satisfying. The self-diagnostic tool itself, it's 5 behavioral questions, no fancy psychometrics, just what you actually do when starting something new, and they aren't meant to pigeonhole anybody. The author keeps this: orientation a compass, not a category. Facilitators, whether you're one-on-one or in a group, are to frame it as a way to the process easier, not lower, that do appreciate that nuance. Now, thing really stands out. This isn't about creating compliance where everyone checks the same boxes. The structure is actually designed to reduce friction. The idea-based habit, clear, duhig, fog, matches Maori wisdom and even some biblical ideas, which, by the way, that's in layer this framework, not something the method requires of. Let's pause for a quick aside. This all reminds me of the dozens times I've tried to stick with a meditation habit. I've tried them, sticky notes, walking meditations, you name it. Sometimes I think my orientation actually changes week by week. Maybe that's part of the awe confusion. Anyway, let's get back to Ruku, I. Anson's main points. Big highlight: this method gives practitioners choice at the point when it really counts. You pick your tool, oaring, integration, or tracking, right before your 18 cycle starts. This honors your autonomy, which research shows is a huge deal for sticking with new, and after the 18 days, you're encouraged to reflect what worked, what didn't. The idea is to enter the next phase with more awareness, well, less guess. So what does this mean for you? Whether you're a leader, a facilitator, or just your own wellness coach, the message is clear. Pick what fits and don't beat yourself up if your method doesn't look like someone else's. Sustainable change, at least according to this paper, is about matching to your natural energy, not forcing yourself through the wrong door. As I wrap up, just remember, this paper isn't definitive truth. It's a set of insights, a new way to about habit building that you can explore or but not gospel it on. And if it works for you, awesome. If not, hey, you've learned something real about how you operate. This was helpful, or at least got you curious. Even inspired to try the diagnostic yourself. Until time, keep asking questions, keep experimenting, and don't forget, academic research is a conversation, not a commandment. Thanks for me, In Depth with Academia.